Dictation for Maria, M-A-R-I-A, Mata, M-A-T-A, September 26, 59. Mrs. Mata is a 64-year-old lady transferring care from Dr. Salameh, S-A-L-A-M-E-H, to my service. She's been dialyzing for the last two, 3 years, ESRD related to diabetic nephropathy and hypertension, has a left-sided AV fistula. In the recent past, there has been problems of exacerbation of CHF and atypical chest pain with multiple emergency room visits. Follows with cardiology, Dr. Mohan, M-O-H-A-N. However, because of insurance, Molina, they are not accepting that, and she needs to look for a new heart doctor. She has a history of coronary artery disease with prior stenting just before starting dialysis 2-3 years ago at Bay City, B-A-Y, Bay City. There is no echocardiogram available for me to review on the recent admission to McLaren, N-C-L-A-R-E-N. They report on the CAT scan, CT scan, enlargement of the heart. There was no pulmonary emboli. He has required right-sided pleural effusion, thoracocentesis. In my understanding, there was no malignancy or infection. It was a transudate. She is careful with salt and fluid. She lives with husband, three daughters help. There is no reported nausea, vomiting, dysphagia, no diarrhea, bleeding, small amount of urine without symptoms, no major lower extremity edema, persistent atypical chest pain, which is not activity related, occasionally has a pleuritic component, denies major upper respiratory symptoms, denies oxygen inhalers, nebulizers, no gross orthopnea, PND, has frequent muscle cramps during dialysis, not always related to blood pressure changes or fluid removal, happens less often at home. Other review system is negative. Next paragraph, the past medical history for overweight, diabetes, hyperlipidemia, hypertension, dialysis, coronary artery disease, congestive heart failure. She doesn't know details. She's not aware of rheumatic fever, endocarditis, valve abnormalities, no pacemaker, no tachybrady syndrome, denies the event thrombosis pulmonary embolism, denies EIS or a stroke, denies active gastrointestinal bleeding, apparently no blood transfusion, no liver disease. Next paragraph, medications before admission, excuse me, medications, aspirin, Plavix, Norvasc, Lipitor, vitamin D125, Fastlaw, hydralazine, HCTC, Lasix, thyroid replacement, losartan, anemia, Mircera, M-I-R-C-E-R-A, Prilosec, Paxil, P-A-X-I-L. She's going to bring more medications to double check on this. I'm not aware of allergies. Next paragraph, surgeries as indicated above. Next paragraph on physical exam. She speaks both Spanish and English, overweight, alert oriented sign 3, normal eye movements, no expressive aphasia dysarthria, no mucosal abnormalities, no palpable thyroid and lymph nodes, minor JBD, no carotid bruise, lungs, few crackles on the right base comparing to the left, no pericardial wrap, appears regular, obesity of the abdomen, no massive tenderness, ascites, or palpable liver spleen, no gross peripheral edema, she has an ulceration, dorsal aspect, number 5 toe on the right side, follow through wound clinic in ALMA, presently no antibiotics. moving forward extremities, no focal deficit. Next paragraph. Chemistries, excuse me, she dialyzes Tuesdays, Thursdays, and Saturdays. Has a left-sided AV fistula. Target weight is 99.5. She is close within a kilo, above or below. Blood pressure fluctuates before dialysis between 140s, 180s, during dialysis 120s, 140s, post-dialysis 130s, 160s, over 70s and 80s. Her clearance is 1.46, which is acceptable, excuse me, which is good. Anemia below 10 at 9.8 with a ferritin 430 saturation 24%. Albumin potassium normal, high phosphorus 6.8. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. End-stage renal disease, next number, diabetic nephropathy, next number, hypertension, next number, good clearance, continue present regimen, next number, left-sided AV fistula, no Stilling syndrome, next number, anemia. We are going to increase the Mircera every 2 weeks to 125. Next number, normal nutrition. Next number, normal potassium. Next number, high phosphorus. Increase the FASLO to 2 each meal. Discuss about diet. Present PTH appropriate. Next paragraph, comments. I got the chance to call daughter Nereida, N-E-R-E-I-D-A, Benitez, B-E-N-I-T-E-C. I discuss with patient and daughter. As a first impression, I do not see the reason for the pleural effusion to under dialysis or inadequate fluid removal. I believe cardiology sources are the reason behind. I'm going to obtain the last office visit from cardiology as well as the last echo to assess for ejection fraction, valve abnormalities, pulmonary hypertension, biventricular failure. Based on that, we will advise any adjustments on diet to complement her heart situation. We discuss about the changes for anemia and phosphorus. Other chemistries are stable. She is not a transplant candidate because of her heart issues. We will follow carefully, end of dictation.